Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
I have a verse for this morning, and we are going to enjoy this. And it's in Ephesians 4:29 through 32. The reason it's so long is because I couldn't pick which one. So let's enjoy this. Do not let any wholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their need, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. When you get time today, make sure to read the whole of Ephesians 4. Such a good book. This little section in my Bible is called Living as a as Children of Light. There is a lifestyle that we are supposed to display as the children of the light, as children of God. We have to behave differently. I like this card. Some Bibles, instead of using wholesome talk, they say like corrupt talk. Things like bad joke, even if it's a joke, but it doesn't edify the listener and build them up, that is not good. Remember, we are creators. We say and we see. Whatever we say is what we see. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. If our heart is full of bad talk, our mouth is going to speak that, and we won't be edifying other people, because the listener has to benefit from what we are saying. If we only did this one thing, can you imagine how wonderful our environment would be? When we are aware that the things we say, others will hear, and we would like them to benefit. Then I really like this part where it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you know many times the Holy Spirit gives you guidelines or tells you what to do and you disobey? You are grieving the Holy Spirit. At some point, you'll stop hearing the promptings of the Holy Spirit once you grieve him long enough. And I pray you never get to that place, because it's such a scary place when the only person God sent to you to give you direction in this life is not even trying to give instructions anymore, because you're just too disobedient. Every time he gives instructions, you're like, oh, forget you. I'll go my way. There is a place where we can't grieve the Holy Spirit. And if you do it long enough, okay, I guess you don't need me here. I'll go take care of our business. Let's continue to be obedient at heart, and let us be sensitive, because he knows all things. The next verse where it says, get rid of all bitterness and rage. Do you know it's our responsibility to get rid of these things? I was like, what? Isn't it God supposed to get rid of these things in us? No, get rid of them you yourself. You have to take steps if you find yourself carrying around rage and bitterness and anger. Yes, he'll give you guidance and give you plenty of grace as you go through the process. But you take initiative to get rid of all this bitterness. And if you're not sure why you're always going off and getting upset, well, ask the Holy Spirit. He'll reveal to you what triggers the behavior you're displaying. And the last part was, let's be kind and compassionate to one another and forgiving each other. Believe me, anywhere there are people, there will be something where apologies are necessary. Just putting it in a good way. There will always be a reason to be apologetic. So, one, be slow to speak and quick to listen. To be quick to ask for forgiveness and forgiving others. We are human. We make mistakes. but need each other. We are better together. We just are. Kindness and compassion, those are things that God can increase in your heart. The more you expand yourself, the more compassionate you get, the more kindness you display. But our God is a good God. He gives us so many wonderful things.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to karoyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.